Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel.
Well, it is time for another episode of the Podcast of Steel. And yet again, I've got a guest that I've been impatient to speak with. Julian Rico, a fantastic illustrator and poster designer. I've appreciated their work popping up on my feed for many years now. And today's the day we finally get to speak and geek out about what we love. I get to talk about his art, Creature Commandos, Superman, and so much more. Julian, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a while wanting to do that, and here we are. I'm so happy to be with you.
It's wonderful. Now, yes, you are across the pond, as they say, in France. Yeah. I'll tell you now, when I get excited talking about things that make me passionate, I can speak quite quickly, and I can't even understand myself. I will make sure today, sir, that you understand me fully. And I think halfway through this podcast, we might have a little fun translation game where you can teach me some French, because there are some words that I am dying to know. But first of all, please, if you could share your origin story with the listeners and the watch us, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, so my name is Julian Rico. I've been working in the industry for about now 10 years in the pop culture, cinema, and illustrative, like many books or movie posters. I've always been drawing since forever. I always love, like you can see behind me, the Marvel, the DC universe. It is something that maybe it was not that much like famous in France when I started, before even all the movies that came out. I really liked even that before. I always loved collecting comic books and everything. And I just like keep searching what I could do, because I was always doing that. And I was like, maybe I can find a way to do a new kind of job and do something like that. And like maybe 10 years ago, the kind of alternative movie posters came out. This kind of new posters, illustrative, not so much photorealistic when we see, but something very different in graphic and everything. So I really tried to do my place in this kind of different job from France. So I was like, it's gonna be impossible, but I really have something in me that I want to express. And so I really started to work on that with social medias and everything. And so it just keep going. And I have more and more clients in these industries. And yeah, now I've been able to work with my dream job people now. And my wish now is just to keep going and challenge myself, surprise the audience, just like I hope the movie will surprise us. So yeah, just so happy to be able to do that in daily job and just hoping that the people will enjoy and keep enjoying my work.
Well, I'm sure they do, because I absolutely adore when a new film is released. It gets me excited. But one of those things that always just adds more excitement to it is, oh, what's the poster going to look like? How will this movie or TV show be teased? And the way that you do that by sharing your artwork is great. It's clearly your own style that you've helped create over the years. And I can't see what your art will look like in 10 more years' time. For you, what was your first piece that you created and sat back and thought, this is what I really want to do?
Well, when I started my studies we have some job in our studies to do and everything, but I was not like, The focus and the subject was not something that I feel appeal about. So next to that, I was hoping to find a subject that I could challenge myself and try new stuff and experiment my vision and my heart. And at this moment, the Flash TV show came out, just came out on TV. And I love that, because it was fresh in a way with the Arrow show and the Flash TV show. And I experienced some minimalist posters. And I started with that. And the first poster that I did for The Flash, the actor who plays the other Flash from the past, I can't remember, Zoom, who plays Zoom. Yes. Teddy Sears is an actor, he's amazing. He's a friend of mine now. He's amazing. He just posted it on is social media, as in just helps me to be visible and to so
Yes.
people can see me. And I even send it a copy of the posters where he's with Grant Gustin signed the poster.
Wow.
He's on my office now. It's just the first posters that I did, and the first one already have something. Like I said, oh my God, it's just something that I've never dreamed about. So it makes me a bit like, okay, maybe this is a way. This is something that you could do, and this is something that you have to follow. And in the years coming, there are this kind of very different or very big moment that helps me to feel like comfortable and make me like, okay, maybe I can do it. So yeah, but the first one was the Flash, and the Flash actors just loved it, and I was like, okay, let's go. Let's do it, let's do it.
Let's go all in. And that's what I say, that's what you've done over the years. I mean, looking through your Instagram feed, it's just first of all, it's lovely to just scroll all the way through and just pick something random to appreciate. But you've covered so many different fandoms and different types of movie. It's not just superheroes, which is what I
No,
love
no,
about
no.
your artwork. There've been some classic movies over the years, over the almost, well, centuries now of cinema. What movies from the past would you like to recreate in your style? What movie posters do you really love?
Well, from the original movies, my all-time favorite is Back to the Future. Back to the Future, I made it. This is my, except from a Marvel DC universe, that is something that really always talk to me, even like I said before the movies, but really all this kind of universe and comics and drawings and covers, this is something that really, yeah, that is part of me. But it, expect from that the Back to the Future is something that I could rewatch all the time, and it just always loved. And as growing, you can see the filmmaking vision of the director too, like the screenshot, the plan, the storytelling, and everything. So I always have a huge love for this movie, because this is kind of not a superhero movie, but you have all everything that you want in a movie. You have action, you have feelings, you have character arcs that evolving through the movies. You have this kind of trilogy stuff that I really like, instead of one movie and one shot movie. I really like this kind of trilogy when you have a beginning, a middle, and an end. I really like this kind of creation in the movie, in the cinema. So yeah, and I would love to, but there are so many amazing, from Dru Struzan, the original posters are just so iconic, with the people coming out of the DeLorean. It's just perfect. So I don't know if I could do something better. I've done some stuff from it, but
You
on my
have.
side, I didn't have the main idea. I did a trilogy posters for it a couple years ago, 3 years ago, I think. But yeah, I could do it all day.
I'd love to see that. I'd love to see more. Well, any more of your artwork, I would absolutely adore to see. For you, somebody that is, you know, it's your business, as it were. You create posters. What makes a good poster?
Well, for me again, I think all the posters are so different, and I like all the style. I have my own style, which I try to make evolve during the years, but something is very minimalist. Sometimes it's a bit more detailed and illustrative, because again, I want to challenge myself and I want to try new stuff and everything while keeping my vision of it. But to me, a good poster is something that make people stop by. When you have so many posters in the industry, or you have so many posters in the street and everything, just people just pass by and don't look at it. I want to have something that is strong, impactful. So sometimes I like to have not so many colors in a posters, because it's so, a colors for me is already a feeling. It's something that you can feel. When you have something, the same poster, if it's red, blue, or green, you have a different feeling of it. So I think the color is very important, to have not so many colors in something. And I think the impact of it, or the question, or the appeal that comes with it, is very important. I want people to stop by, to want to maybe explore it or find some Easter egg or something like that. But this is something that is very important for me, that I want people to stop by to ask themselves, oh, what is going to be? Is there something, is there a hidden message, or is there something that I didn't see at first? I really like this kind of, I want the audience to think about himself too. And I don't want to give it away everything and
No.
just like, okay, we have all the characters, you have everything. I want the audience to be involved in a way on that poster.
And I think we've seen that over the past in some DC and Marvel movies. They've tried to cram so much information into the poster where it's almost like a Where's Wally or a Where's Waldo image. You're trying to look or literally pinch into a real object, trying to zoom in what you can see. So I like the fact that you are almost keeping it minimalist and you're letting the audience find things for yourself. There was an image you shared recently. It was a Toy Story poster that I thought was beautiful, but you could sort of see shapes in the clouds of the rocket going up, but also the silhouettes of Buzz and Woody. And I thought that's the sort of, it's minimalist, but it makes you look deeper into the picture as well. I love that. So yeah, but as you said, when a poster grabs your attention, I love walking through the underground in London and seeing a poster that's about to come out. Or if I'm going to London to see a certain film and I see that poster, you think, well, I need to take a photograph of this or take a quick selfie. Those are the posters that I love to see. So yeah, we've talked about the Back to the Future poster. Are there any posters over the years that you feel you could have made better?
it's a good question. I don't think I could have done it better, but maybe different and
Okay.
differently and not that better, because now that I know a bit more the industry, I know it works, and I know all the people in the industry, even who make the photorealistic posters, that the more
Wow.
classic poster do. I know how they do it, and I know what the work is, what the deadline are sometimes, what the pressure could be, or everything. So I'm a bit more aware of everything. So I'm not. I don't think I could have done better, but sometimes it feels like I can do it different. For the different. Well, it's a good question. It's a very good question. I like the for the Zack Snyder Justice League. I like the black and white kind of poster that they did, but I feels like the you have the epicness, but I feel like we could have something a bit more illustrative in some kind of way to feel this kind of epicness of legendary God feel good vibe of it. So I would have loved to do something in black and white, but maybe more illustrative. So you
Okay.
have this kind of universal comic book style of posters, because I know that Zack Snyder love comic books too. So I think a variant in the comic book style or something like that would have been super cool.
Well, I know you're a busy man, but I would love to see that one
Yeah.
day. I know there were quite a few posters that were officially released of when the Snyder Cut became a thing. There were images of the film reel in certain
Yeah.
locations. Well, they were fantastic posters. So I'm looking forward to maybe one day seeing how you recreate that as well.
I would love
But
to.
talking about comics, let's get into that. Where did your comic fandom begin? What were you reading as a child?
Well, like I said, in France, we have more this kind of like here we call BD. It's like comics in the US. We have like Tintin or Asterix
Yes,
or
big fan of
yeah.
Asterix when I was in school. Big fan of
Yeah,
Asterix and Obelisk.
this is really our superhero in France. This is really our hero. So my grandparents have all the Asterix comics, so I was like reading all the time. We have the TV show on TV in France, so we were looking at that too. But when we were going to the library, there are a few comics, in old comics, and my intention, I can't remember which one. I think it was a Spider-Man, but it's already the covers that appeals me. The action, the poses, the feeling of it. Sometimes it's very minimalist. You have a red web behind the Spider-Man, and the Spider-Man have a huge iconic pose. And I remember seeing that and was like, this is so cool. This is dynamic. This is very, just the colors and the poses just attract myself. And I just started to read comic books in that way, to collecting it, to find different artists. I didn't know at the time the kind of different artists, but the different styles when you can have from one Spider-Man to another, it's just so different from the vision of the artists that draw, or from one Batman to another, it's already so different. So I really like this diversity in the character, in the same character in a way. So yeah, I just started to read all the comics that I can. I really like the Superman. I love the Batman, the animated series. There are some kind of comics from that too, and I
Yes.
love that. That feels like this is a new way and or a continuity of the TV show that I saw. So I don't have any specific comics that really started everything, but I just feel like the covers of that I could saw at the time were like this is what I love and in the future maybe what I would love to do.
Well, that's great. Well, Wayne, recently you created some work for the Caped Crusader, which was a beautiful poster. So I would love to have seen you sort of, many, many years ago as a child watching that show, not even knowing that one day you would be creating work inspired by it. And that's a wonderful full circle moment. You've got your work on your walls there behind you, which I love. What is a real movie poster that you've never had on your wall that you would love to have an original of? Other than Back to the Future, what are some other classics you'd like to see?
To be honest, I order to my girlfriend classic Superman 2 posters for Christmas.
Oh,
And
nice.
it's a Japanese version of it.
Oh, I know the one you're speaking of. Yes, gorgeous
I
signs.
love the typography in Japanese. I feel like this is because my graphism background is always looking for this kind of this font style and everything. I love this aspect too of the movie posters, all the comic book stuff, like the Superman iconic comics logo. It's something so iconic. So yeah, I ordered this one because I wanted to have one original Superman posters on that. And I just ordered the vinyl from Superman 2 with the same covers on it.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I have this Superman feelings for more than a years again in my stuff with James Gunn's movie to come. I've always been a Superman boy. To me, Superman is the father of everything. It's just my all-time superhero. But yeah, I hope it's gonna be on my wall next year after
Oh.
Christmas. But yeah, can't
You're
wait for.
saying all the right words. I knew you were going to be a fantastic guest, but now you're talking about Superman. Now we can really get the show going because I've seen a lot of your Superman artwork. I can't wait to see more in the future. Just yesterday, another huge poster was released from a Comic-Con, I believe, in Brazil. It's there's not much to it. It's just that fantastic blue. The bit of a plug there. The new Superman logo that just bounces off that huge poster and just with Superman font underneath, keeping it nice and minimalist. Now, we'll talk more about the Super Slash Man documentary soon because you made a fantastic piece for that. But when we do get more posters for James Gunn's Superman film, what do you think we are going to see on the front of that?
Well, first of all, I would love to be involved in James Gunn Superman because, like I said, Superman is so important. I know for you, for so many people, it's kind of it was something that feels like, well, Batman is the best or Spider-Man or everything. But I feel like the nature of Superman is very important and even more in our society now. And it's always been for me, it just feels more relevant now than ever. And so I'm happy that it's going to come. But for the posters, I feel like the best, like I said, is to tease something. And I think James Gunn is very good at that. He understands. I think like people who make his passion his job, like me now, he's a fan before, and I'm a fan before everything. So he knows what people want to see. And I feel like he's not going to give too much away. He's not going to make
No.
like every posters classic movie posters. So I really hope it's gonna be very teasy. So yeah, I hope maybe just a shirt off or something like that, just something that feels like a strange in the sky or something like that, but or a profile from David Current sweat or something like that, but something that feels like we want to see more. And like we mentioned before, when we have a movie poster, you don't want to know everything about
No.
the villain or everything. You want to have the feelings of the movie, the vibe of the movie, so you want to go to see the movie. And so I'm sure, and I hope the people who take care of that knows that, and I'm pretty sure that James Gunn is very clear about what he wants
Oh,
and what he
yes.
wants to see. So I 100% trust in this man and in the people who are in charge. of the creative, but if they want some kind of different movie poster for it, I will be so honored to do
I'm,
meet
I
up
hope so as
with
well.
them.
I know either way you're going to be creating artwork for this film because you can't stop yourself. You are
Yeah,
an
exactly.
artist. There's nothing that's going to stop you. But
Yeah, exactly.
yeah, I would love to see sort of possibly just a close up of a shirt rip or a button coming off with maybe a Clark Kent lanyard flying away in the distance, something like that. Or if just a tease of crypto, I'd be happy with that. But also, I think we're going to get a lot of recognition for Lois Lane in this film as well, and Lex Luthor. So if they could all get, I mean, I'm not putting too much work out there for the world to take, but I want headshots for every single the big characters in this film and everybody else. I'm sure the
Yeah,
marketing is
I
going to be
think you're right.
fantastic.
The characters that are always been very important for James Gunn's movies. They are very part of. It's a very noticeable movie through the eyes of Superman, I think. I think it, there are many, so many characters, so many different group of people in that, and I think the movie is about how Superman find his place with all these people and show the way in that kind of movie. So the character will be important to show maybe in some posters, in some character posters and everything, but I think the first poster, which I hope is coming very soon with the trailer, I think we need something that feels iconic and not too busy or feels like just okay, this is Superman coming
Just
and
enough, yeah. Because it's almost 7 months away now. So I mean, it's coming out next year, which is an incredibly exciting thing to
oh
say. We've already had a few official images, lots of leaked images that I don't like to share online. But
yeah.
very soon, we don't know when exactly. They've been very teasing about it. We will get that Superman trailer, and nobody knows what they're going to see in it. Everyone's got their own ideas, but I'm excited for the world to talk about it. It
Yeah,
seems
me
that
too.
everyone's been talking about Superman now for such some time, and it's a wonderful time to be a Superman fan. It's always a
Exactly.
good time, but right now we are thriving. So I'm looking forward to those conversations and especially what James Gunn brings towards it. And recently, very recently, something that we've been talking about is Creature Commandos, because those first two episodes are out now. Now, I know you've seen those. I'm representing again today with the Creature Commando shirt.
It's amazing.
Fantastic artwork, fantastic music so far. It's only been two episodes. We know James Gunn's got some amazing taste when it comes to music. What are your thoughts on the show?
Well, I love the show. I love the adult side of it. I like this kind of animated for every ages in a way, maybe for more adults, but like, I really like this as a new approach. I think it's kind of, in a way, I would say it's brave from him to do a bit of a continuation of what he do in the Suicide Squad or everything. He just feels like comfortable with his movies, so like it's a bit of a continuation of that too. So not going from scratch again, but just picking what he likes from his previous movies and just admit it's part of his new universe. So I think it's kind of brave and he's proud of his work. So I think it's good. For the animation, the action sequence are very good in my opinion. I really like with Rick Flag Senior in the first episode. I think he fights, and the fights is very, very good, very dynamic, very strong. So for this one, I really like too. And yeah, I'm just happy to see more and to see where it goes. It feels like he said that this the end of Creature Commandos lead to Superman. So I'm very excited to know what exactly he means about that. But yeah, for now, just good time watching a good DC animated stuff. So yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, it's always difficult to sort of try and stay away from spoilers because as soon as a TV show airs, people are grabbing those screenshots. They're ruining the Easter eggs and the spoilers, and there's been lots in there already. So it's hard, but I mean, I think that's sort of the risk we take when we live our lives online. It's going to happen. We can only mute so many accounts or words. So it's best to just sit down and try and watch it as soon as possible. But yeah, it's a fantastic series. As you said, the animation, the music, the character development in this one is going to be very interesting. We've only seen a few looks at these characters, but I can't wait to see more. But yeah, it's definitely got that James Gunn element to it, whether it be the t-shirt designs or the characters or the jokes or the music or the visuals. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I really like this kind of strange characters coming to. I think the strength of James Gunn is that he can make the most horrible creature stuff into very human feelings, and I think this is the best he can write it, like make some different people in come every people you want to be their friends or you want to have feelings for them, you want to trust them. And so yeah, I think the writing is very human, and I really like that. And you can relate to this kind of creature, which is very strange in a way.
And that's what we've seen him do this in the past with Guardians of the Galaxy and the Christmas special. You find yourself getting connected to these characters that clearly, they look like aliens. They most definitely are aliens. There is no denying that. But you still quickly connect to these characters. So I'm very hopeful for the future of DC with James Gunn to see how he tackles certain characters. No matter what universe they come from, especially helping out with the Supergirl movie, that's going to be a very visual and a, I would say, a difficult job to recreate that comic because it is such a beautifully visual story. But that's the thing, we get to look forward to these things in the future. But another thing, going back to James Gunn, which must have been extremely exciting for you, was when he shared one of your Creature Commandos posters. What was that like?
To be honest, I'm very blessed by James Gunn because from the first Guardians of the Galaxy, he shared my work, and I was like super excited. I did a one for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 that he shared on Facebook at the time, and for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 here.
Yes, there he is.
He chose some artists from the Poste Postier agency that I'm working on to work officially on the movie, and he picked me too, so I was like so happy. And when I saw that he shared my work from Creature Commandos, I was like, all this kind of validation what that I'm looking for, that I want people that I admire and want to work with and for, just like what I do. It just always it never changed. It never gets old, like we said. It just always made my day. Just feels very humble and grateful for that, and motivates me in a way. Keep me motivated to me. Okay, I'm on the right way. I know I'm on the
Yes.
right way, but sometimes you can lose your. I don't know. You can feel like maybe people get used to it and just want to change or everything. But I'm always blessed, and I just hope he's gonna make me a call for Superman. Just like, okay, please let's do it together. And but yeah, always be there to the directors and movie makers that I admire to bring my vision, but not to bring me on the on front, just doing on the back of it, and just trying to be a tiny part of this universe that I really love.
And that's what I love to see, that it's this passion not only for the artwork that you create, but for the characters, but the people behind the scenes as well. You're trying to, in a way, honor everybody that's been a part of this. So hopefully one day, if I would love to see you somehow recreate Action Comics number one in some homage. I would love to see your take on that. But I'm very hopeful for the future that. I'm sure James Gunn has got a keeping a close eye on your artwork, and the promotion for this film is going to be heavy. So I'm hoping that your artwork will be seen by much more eyes all around the world.
I really hope so. And like you said, I won't I never expect to be commissioned for anything. So I always do like being proactive in a way to always doing stuff even if I'm not commissioned for it. But to be honest, for this one, I really hope I would be because this is something that, yeah, it's very dear to my heart, even from all of the aspect of it, because of
Yes.
the characters, because of the new DCU. This is new, this is fresh, and you can have different arts and everything. Again, because of James Gunn, because I love his vision. I love when he talks about comic books, movies. I love the way or the perspective he has from art. I know he knows me in a way that he knows what I do. So it's all, I feel like all the planet are aligned, and if it could be like the last planet could be me doing a poster, that would be
Oh.
grateful. But even if if it's not acting, I will be the first fan to go to the cinema in France to go and see Superman. So it's not going to change, but my passion will remain. But now, with the experience that I have, if I can bring my heart to even more people, I would be super, super humble and grateful for that.
I think you are on the right path to make that happen. You've got 7 months. Stay busy. I know you've got
Yeah.
lots of plans already, but even going back thinking to that, I'm thinking, what else could there be on a poster? And you were talking about the planets being aligned. What about just a nice globe on a poster? A tiny little Superman flying in the background. That's all we need, something minimalist like that to get the diehard fans excited, but new eyes on that film as well. So either way, I'm always excited for the future of Superman. And even though that title of Superman Legacy has changed now, the legacy of Superman has always been there, going back to 1938 and earlier when Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster came up with this fantastic idea. They didn't know it was going to be this grand and to go on for so long, but it's exciting because Superman's legacy, as it were, it's never going to change, I don't think. In 50 years' time, we're going to see so many more different interpretations, and that just makes me very, very happy. And talking about another Superman, another classic, you did some work for the Superman documentary poster. You made a fantastic Christopher Reeve image. Was that difficult for you, that one? Because that was a beautiful poster.
It was difficult in a way because I never draw Christopher Reeve before. I draw on my side in kind of different, but I never post anywhere. But again, this is one of the movies that I grew up with that really, again, show me the nature of Superman, that this is something that could be real in a way, because the comic books is all good because everybody has his own vision of the character. Even if his nature, his values are old always the time, but people can imagine what it is and everything. And just Christopher Reeve give it a face and a performance to it that people can relate and see in real what it's going to look like. So as a kid, it's always been something very strong. But for this one, I'm in contact with DC and Warner Bros. Friends, so I'm always like talking with them, see if we can work or we can do something. And when I saw the trailers, I was like cheering and everything, and I was like, I really want to do something. So I just called them and I have maybe an idea. Would you like me to do a posters for maybe a screening or something like that? So they were not responding right away. So I was like all the time, it's okay. I'm going to do it on my side. So I just started to find a way to, again, to pay homage to it, to find a new way to deliver the posters. And something like when you mentioned something that I could do maybe a bit better or different for the Superman posters, you only have the face of Christopher Reeve at a young age as the Superman. And to me, it feels like I want to show him in the wheelchair too, because I feel like there is a connection. And I think the movie is about the in-between man, the Superman guy and the wheelchair man. And all is going to make the perfect, not the perfect, because he's not perfect, but the man that can inspire people.
Yes.
And so in my artwork, I really wanted to have the wheelchair Christopher Reeve. So I find many, many different ways to include it, to not feel like too disturbing, I would say, but feels like something iconic, something that is relevant and makes him look like good and not like in disease and not again. But just to find a way to combine the Superman iconic pose and the wheelchair Christopher Reeve that is the same strong man as Superman. So I try to like have this kind of negative space in the cape when you can see his silhouette in the wheelchair, where Superman is almost looking at his future himself, like it's gonna be okay, we are going together and we're gonna make good things. So I like to have these kind of storytellings too in my work. Even if it's minimalist, the story behind it or what it's telling to the people has to be strong, has to be relevant to what the movie is really about. It's not about a man flying, it's about a man looking at himself in few years, going to be in a bad position, but still being the beacon of hope that we like. So yeah, I was working and drawing, and then when I find this kind of negative space in Escape and everything, I was like happy to include him in the world chain to it, and I felt like, okay, I think it's a good way to be different and to pay homage to the movie too.
You did a fantastic job. What's it like when you've been working on a poster for such a long time and then you finally hit save or render or however you create your artwork? When you sit down and breathe out, what are your thoughts when you know it's completed?
Well, it's sometimes I'm a bit I would say hard on myself, because I always feel like I can do better, I can do more, and but sometimes it feels like it's the right time to do it because of the schedule or the deadline or something like this. But I feel like it's finished when I see it and I see the message that I want to be explained is clear enough. I feel like people are going to understand. They are going to see the negative space of the hidden message. So I feel like it's okay. Maybe all the details of my poster are not going to be perfect or everything, but the message is clear. What I want to express is clear. So I think it's good.
And that's a good time to stop. I know it's sort of a lot of artists are very their own worst critic, and there's always
Exactly.
issues there when you think, oh, I could have done better, or that wasn't as good as what I've done in the past. There's definitely levels of imposter syndrome in there, but your artwork and the comments that I see online, which can often be a dark place, your comment sections are always so hopeful and positive and complimentary. I'm really glad that not only is your artwork out there, but you're creating a fan base of people that are exciting to see your work come out next. So that must be a wonderful feeling for you. What's next for you, Julian? What's going on in the world of you? I mean, obviously you can't tease too much about what you're getting up to, I'm sure, but what are you working on?
Well, I've been working with Netflix lately on some amazing projects that it's going to be released, I think, by the end of this year and next year.
Okay.
In between works, I'm always working on pitch deck, which is personal project that I really want to work for. And I'm doing ideas. Again, I'm not commissioned to do it, but I'm working on ideas and try to send to the right people who can make me able to work on that. So, of course, the Red Cape Man is part of it. So I'm working on ideas for Superman that I will send to people, which I hope they will enjoy and make me work on that. I do in France many book covers too, which I really enjoy. Because I like this independent client too, because you can have this kind of freedom to experience new stuff, to you don't have any specific image of the characters or anything, so you can really make your imagination work and experiment and challenge. So I really like that. And again, this is the end of the year, so sometimes it's a bit more slow and everything, but I really hope that the next year with so many movies and blockbusters coming, I
Yes.
really hope that I will be able and be lucky to be commissioned for some of them. And again, and just always trying to make myself visible and show the people that what I do is not at all for the fame, but this is really something that means a lot to me, that is very part of me, that I will do even if it's not my job. But yeah, I always feel like I have something to tell,
And
and I really try to do
that's what I love about you is the fact that you're clearly passionate about your work, but it's the
it.
message that you portray in it as well, is the fact that you are a hard worker. You're not waiting for people to come to you to say, oh, why haven't you seen this latest poster I've done? You are saying, this is the work that I've done. Do you like it? Could I make it better? How can we work together? I
Yeah,
know
exactly.
people are tagging James Gunn and movie producers and directors in your posters, and they are seeing your work because they're sharing it. So I think it is inevitable that you are going to be working on more films in the future. You're developing that name, and I love to see it. And I can't wait to see what you get up to next. And for those that are listening and watching, if you do see Julian's work on Instagram or wherever you see it, make sure you tag James Gunn. Make sure he knows about it. I'm sure his eyes and some eyes at DC Comics and some of the producers are definitely keeping a very close eye on your page. Now, as I mentioned before we started this podcast, English is not your first language, but you are doing a brilliant job. Now,
Thank
I
you.
tried doing some homework. Now, I've got my trusty whiteboard. I will show you what I've written down afterwards. It's written in phonics and it's like a Kryptonian code. I'm going to say some words in French to my best ability. And I want to see if you can understand what I'm saying, first of all, because I will be very proud.
Okay.
Right. And so, regardez dans le ciel, c'est un oiseau, c'est un avion, c'est Superman. What did I just say, Julien? Very badly.
No, I think the first one was really, regardez, it's very good. Like, look up
Okay.
in the sky. Is it the
Yeah.
bird, the plane, or Superman?
We got there. Now it's
Yeah.
written down like very brutally in phonics. There's not a French word in that apart from regardez at the top, but well done.
Regardez,
Regardez. I
it's
appreciate it. I'm
great.
going to learn more for the future because I'm hoping to speak with you more in the future about Superman.
Look through.
I did study some French in school. Clearly, some of the words stayed with me, not many of them, but I'm very happy that you got that part, Julian.
Oh, you're perfect. Again, I was very bad at English when I was at school too, and just the job get me used to do it, and looking at movies in English and everything. And again, it's part of a job that if you want to not succeed but be involved in these kind of industries from far from my country, I need to do and be able to do it because it feels like I'm involved and I really want to be part of it. So yeah, it's part of my job to be able to speak in that language.
And and again, that's that work ethic that I really appreciate is the fact that you're willing to do so much for your craft to improve your artwork as well, but also have a closer connection with not only the audience, but the people behind the scenes. And I absolutely adore that. My final question for you today, I'm sure I've missed lots out because I've absolutely adored talking to you.
We are going to be forced to do another one.
I'm
Yeah.
completely okay with that. Whether it's before the film comes out, after the film, I'm going to manifest this now. I want to know your feelings when James Gunn reaches out and says, "Hey, Julien, I need you to make me a poster for Superman 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6." And then we'll see how that goes as well.
If I have the call, you will be the first I will say. I will tell.
My
I
heart.
promise, because we speak about this now, and I'm going to say that to the video. If I have any commission stuff or everything, you will be the first to
Oh, and it will absolutely destroy me when I can't
know.
share that news with the world because I'm sworn to
Thank
secrecy. But no matter what, I will be extremely happy for you, Julian.
so much.
My last question for you today, one of my favorite questions that I get to ask people. What does Superman mean to you?
Well, like I said, the Superman, the value of it is like helping people. And it's easy for everyone to say, I want to be a good man, I want to help people and everything. But I really feel like it's part of me. Like you mentioned, my ethic and everything. I'm not perfect, I'm not trying to be. But I really want to be a good man. I really want to do good. I really want to help people in a way. I want to not harm anyone. I just want to do my heart and my. On my side and bring to the people, bring some joy to the people with my heart. When Superman is bringing joy with his saving and showing truth and justice and everything to the people. So I think it's just the right value of what a human should be. It's what I like. It's very simple. It could be sometimes feels like, well, everybody knows that or everybody can do that or everything. But I think the most simple values are the best and are the most. The hardest to do because in our society it feels like it's simple, but you can see that not everyone is like that. And so again, having a movie like that in 2025 is going to maybe be a fresh air, even for 2 hours, 3 hours, but just have someone to show the way, to feel like we can be kind and it's good. And it's good to be kind, it's good to do good, and it's good to be able to show love or to have failure, but to still going on and to do something. I think it's great. All the sparrows have this kind of stuff, of course. But Superman is really this essence of that. It just feels like this is a world coming into a human form in a way. And so, yeah, Superman to me is just like moving forward, being hope for everybody and for yourself.
Perfect. I've said this so many times. There's not a wrong answer to that question, but everyone I get is gorgeous. And one day I'm going to have to sort of put all these quotes into a book and just sit
Yeah.
back as an old man in my rocking chair, just enjoying those wonderful quotes. Perfect way to end the show, sir. Where can people find your wonderful work online, Julian?
So you can find my work on Instagram at Julian Rico Jr. like GR. In Instagram, you can find me on Twitter or X too now at Rico GR Cria. But if you can put the link or somewhere, you can
Of course, yes. All
look
those
through
wonderful
online.
links will be down below.
Yeah, just find me on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere because I try to be visible. So I'm like everywhere and posting my work, and all my work are visible there. And I really hope more are coming and that people will enjoy.
I'm sure they will, because I'm going to be shouting your praises for many years to come. This I knew was going to be a fantastic chat. I was excited for it. I think the
Thank
first time
you
I heard your voice face to face was just a
so
few days ago in an Instagram
much.
voice note, and I just knew this was going to
Yeah.
be yet another fantastic chat, but one that will leave me wanting more. So I can't wait to speak to you again in the future, Julian.
Me too. Really, cut me in if you need any more guests for me. It's just a blessed to talk with you and love being with Superman fans like me. So yeah, thank you so much
That's
for
it.
having me.
We can have more chats about Creature Commandos. We can do a review of Superman.
I would love to. When the trailers come out,
Oh,
which I
there we
think is
go.
going to be, I hope it's going to be by the end of the week. I really
Oh,
hope so.
I hope so too.
If you want us to make like feedbacks of it or our thoughts or everything, I would love to do something with you.
Perfect.
I would
Just
love that.
even more ways to speak. We can try and get as many people on as possible to talk
Yeah.
about it. But
But
oh.
yeah, help me in. If anything related to Superman or to anything and need like my vision or talks, I would, yeah, cut me in. I would be
Perfect.
very happy to do
Perfect. Thank you for your time today, sir. This was another fantastic episode, and I
that. Thank
can't
you
wait to speak to you soon.
so much. Thank you so much.